Morning, welcome to our podcast 3 for chapters 57 through 66. I'm your host, Simi Fawa. We have Luke, David, Isaac, Ryan, and Thomas with us. And we have Ryan here with the summary and starting off with the summary for chapters 57 through 66.
Okay, the summary starts off with Pi realizing how the only way he's going to survive this is getting to know Richard Parker better and knowing how him and Richard Parker is going to have a relationship on the boat. Pi then finds a survival guide, which is really useful for him. But the thing about the survival guide, it has no tips about his current situation with a tiger on the boat. And Pi then finds to realize how the boat's movements and motions are affecting Richard Parker and how Richard Parker is behaving. And then at night, Pi realizes how much his prayers and religion is helping him out through this mentally. And Pi then feels a lot stronger and confident in the situation, starting to fish for food now and starting to realize where Richard Parker's territory is and the boundaries he should have with him. And he then realizes how bad hygiene he has with his skin and how the seawater and sun is affecting him. He then starts to read through the survival guide and starts to use those tips with him. And after failing fishing for a while, he starts to realize that he needs to stab him with a like some sort of spiky thing. And that's really it.
All right, here in chapter 57, Josh, we have Pi. He realizes that he has to tame Richard Parker for them to have a chance to survive. So Josh, would you have the same mind of Pi to help your chance of survival?
Yeah, I would agree with Pi about what to do with Richard Parker, because some big ideas to keep in mind when exploring this section of the novel are that they have to do with survival nature. Pi is being forced to change his ways that he lives and sees the world in order to survive, and his survival is going to become increasingly intertwined with that of Richard Parker. But Pi, ever philosophical and attuned to the importance of belief, also offers some telling reflections of the world around him as his experience leads him to realizations about how we observe the experience and beauty.
All right, another Twitter question we have for our brother Luke. In chapter 60, Pi wakes up in the middle of the night and remembers a Hindu story from when he was a little kid and compares his surroundings. How would you think Pi felt when everything was quiet at night while having flashbacks?
Well, I think he really thought about like how he misses home and he's gotta like miss his childhood in that place, just talking about, probably it just made him reminisce his childhood and he probably misses it, you know?
Right. In chapter 61, Isaac, we have a Twitter question and it says, Pi thought that he could fish with his shoes. How would you try to fish with, like, would you fish with your shoes?
It would be harder to fish with shoes, because it depends on the size of your foot also.
I was thinking, like, what was Pi thinking? And he was trying to fish with his shoes. I wasn't really...
I don't know what would hook. I guess attract the fish. Like, I don't know how you do that. Like splash it in the water or something.
And it's just, like a small hole that they have to fit through, too, so... Yeah. So it would be really hard to do that.
I would not do it at all.
Another Twitter question we have for Brother Damon, David. And in chapter 64, Pi's clothes are breaking apart while he feels his skin, and his skin is being damaged from the days out at sea. So David, if you were there out at sea, what would you do to your body to help your skin?
Well, first, I want to keep it moisturized. So I probably want to rub at least like some moisture on it, maybe like I guess, like that sea salt, but I don't know if that would work because of the salt and all that other stuff. But of course, the major thing and the most important thing is to keep your health at the highest peak. So basically eating, drinking, of course, keeping your skin and your hygiene very, very well, like what Ryan said in his in the summaries. Of course, Pi now is kind of starting to get in the hang of this, starting to get surviving, starting to do what is good and what benefits him. But he, of course, what you said about the moisturizing your skin and all that, you just want to keep your health at a high standard, and you always want to keep it good.
All right, Ryan, with our last question and the ending of chapter 66, Pi has to stop killing turtles and wrestling them on board. So, Ryan, how would you feel trying to hunt turtles to help your chance to survive?
I wouldn't really feel that good because I think that turtles are pretty cool animals. And I think that a turtle is not something that I would like to hunt, so I feel pretty bad. And
plus, for a survival standpoint, it would be harder for them to hunt because of their shell and
all
that.
Yeah, the shell.
Probably go for, like, fish, maybe, like, I guess some kind of, like, maybe, like,
an easier animal to
hunt. Yeah, easier animal to hunt, exactly. You wouldn't really know what to eat from the turtle. Cause
yeah, you can't get that much resources
it's
from
it. It's just the shell, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, so.
All right, this is, we are done with the Twitter questions from chapters 57 through chapter 66. So now we can have a group discussion on just your thoughts on these chapters. So now at this point, Pi is starting to learn how to survive out there in the sea. So he has been out there for 227 days.
And I can't imagine that. Being out there that long.
All right, yeah.
Plus,
that's almost a year.
Yeah, exactly. Almost a year at sea. And I think he now he's starting to get the hang of like, surviving and like getting food and water, all the essentials. But he needs to find help. He needs to like do something about it. He can't just sit there on the boat and just not do anything about it.
I feel like, I don't know if he's given up yet. I think he's still trying because he's obviously still alive. Like, if he wasn't trying, I don't think he'd be alive.
Oh, of course, 100%. Like, nobody would, to be honest, I probably wouldn't have gone that far. I probably wouldn't have gone. I probably would have just not died, but, like, at least try and get help in some way, not just,
stay there.
Not just stay there and just live off of the sea for a while.
Yeah.
The ocean's not going to drift you to, like, some safe part of
it. Yeah, the ocean's just so huge. It's just, he's going to keep drifting until.
I just can't imagine that.
All right, this is your host, Simi Fowl, and we are 100% done with our podcast number 3. So thank you for listening, and catch you guys later. Thank you.